Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. A year ago, when we last interviewed our next guest about cryptocurrencies and blockchain technology, the leader in this sector, Bitcoin, was near an all-time high in popularity and price. But a lot has changed since then, or has it? Alan Gillespie is a chartered financial analyst with FinTrust Capital Advisors in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, he's in our studio. Alan, welcome back.
Glad to be here.
First of all, give us a quick update on Bitcoin.
Sure. When I was last in here, I believe the market cap of the crypto space was about $40 billion. Today, it's about $250 billion. Now, that's obviously off the highs. The highs were up around $750 billion. You know, what you're seeing on the ground is a lot more interest from regulators when it gets that much, and that's part of what's dampened enthusiasm. It probably rolled out about as far as it could with early adopters and technology people. And so you're really at that point where the infrastructure needs to be built if it's going to mainstream to a wider audience. But I do believe that will happen. Still reminds me very much of the early days of the internet. I mean, we had the big boom, we had the crash, but everybody uses Amazon every single day now.
So you see cryptocurrencies are here for good.
I believe they are. The regulatory reports that you get when you see the Goldman Sachs, Fidelities of the world, Square just got an approval. So you're actually seeing a lot more what I call mainstream adoption as the regulatory environment becomes a little more clear.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about some other interesting things that have happened in the financial markets since we last saw you. General Electric, which has been, I think, part of the Dow Jones Industrial Average since the dawn of the average, I believe, is no longer there. What happened?
You know, it really is just a reflection of the changing nature of the economy. Even the name seems a little bit old, the Dow Industrial Average. Today, more and more property, rather than being physical in nature, is intangible in nature. So it's intellectual property, it's patents, it's IPs. You know, now more and more market values being driven by the intangible assets of a company versus the tangible assets of a company. Still can be a very valuable enterprise. We obviously still manufacture, still have a very physical environment, but we're moving into a world where it's both physical and intangible assets that need to work together to drive business value.
Which company replaced GE?
Walgreens Boots Alliance, which obviously has capitalized on the trend, the aging demographic, the distribution of healthcare out into the neighborhoods, minute clinics, really kind of a reflection of that consumer goods economy more than that industrial-based economy.
So do you think the Dow Jones Industrial Average will change its name, lose the word industrial?
It probably should. I mean, in the old days, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the saying was the transports take what the industrials make. Now, as more information moves over internet and cables or its services and orientation, maybe they ought to just change it to the Dow Jones Average.
And what do you suppose all of this means, this shift from tangible to intangible assets, this focus shift for South Carolina's economy?
Well, it's interesting. I think, A, it creates a massive opportunity. I mean, now you can be competitive anywhere in the globe from anywhere on the planet, provided you're able to connect and upload and compete in the realm of ideas and on the internet, right? So it's both a challenge and exciting. A lot of our state doesn't yet have high-speed broadband access, but that's a solvable issue that I know some people here are working on. But it does change the nature of things because our economy is largely, and employment largely driven by large manufacturing companies that are looking to export. So it does create a challenge in that regard if intellectual property is a bigger and bigger slice of the economy, generally speaking, if we're going to compete.
And you mentioned the word export, something we do a lot here in South Carolina, and the possibility of a trade war. Maybe it's not a possibility. Maybe it exists right now with the tariff announcements. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, I mean, generally, I certainly understand the economic model that they're following. I mean, kind of a basic model is our economy is a combination of consumers plus investment plus government plus net import and export. So if you have a deficit, you know, that makes your GDP look lower. I think that kind of understates, again, the nature of intellectual property and what you do with it. I can run a deficit in physical goods, for example, semiconductors, but if I'm using those to develop intellectual property and businesses and ideas, things like biotechnology solutions, healthcare solutions, then I'm not sure, again, that it's a great measure of values, but it certainly could wind up being a challenge for an exporting state if it's solely being measured in goods. I could give you a more tangible example. One of our primary net exports are planes, right? Durable goods coming from Boeing. largely the airplane market's been a duopoly between Airbus and Boeing. If all of a sudden you saw the rise of Asian manufacturing or a lack of orders, then absolutely that would impact South Carolina significantly.
Well, Alan, thank you so much for stopping by the studio today.
Thank you. Enjoyed being here.
Alan Gillespie is a chartered financial analyst with FinTrust Capital Advisors in Greenville, South Carolina. He's also part of the South Carolina chapter of the CFA Society. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.